Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. And Chris travels all the settled continents. However, his dear home base is Dayton, Ohio. And I hold Chris responsible for explaining the sudden ascension of a man named Vance. Chris, a very good evening to you. Once he was a Marine, and then he became a venture capitalist after doing very well in school, very, very well, Ohio State, Yale Law School. And then he became a venture capitalist for several years before he came home to Ohio, founded his own venture firm, and is very keen on talking about his hillbilly roots, Appalachia. What does Senator Vance, Mr. Vance, represent in Ohio? What part of Ohio is this? You've talked about Middletown before as a depressed area. Is he someone who worked to help Middletown? Is he high tech, which Silicon Valley suggests? Who is he, Chris? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. J.D. Vance is one of those amazing American stories of someone who pulled himself out of extreme poverty, out of family with a history of drug abuse, out of a very economically challenged area of Southwest Ohio, to further himself through the military, through education, and through a hell of a lot of hard work. And he represents that quintessential American spirit of working hard to get ahead, and has been very successful as a representation and a great representation of Ohio and of those without a voice in the Rust Belt who struggle to survive day to day.
You describe Middletown as the Rust Belt of the Rust Belts. All of Ohio is making a transformation from the old economy to the new economy. Where did Vance fit into the Republicans of Ohio? Because it's now clearly a red state. Was he understood as one of us? Was he understood as a radical or a moderate or a social welfare type? What was the opinion within the party?
So, John, I think it's safe to say that originally J.D. Vance was not a huge Donald Trump fan, but I think he's also politically astute enough to have made the pivot to understand that that alliance is beneficial for him politically. He comes from a very rough area of the state, Middletown, Ohio, old Rust Belt steel mill town. That being said, with education, with his work in venture capital and other, he also understands how to work in the rarefied air of society. And with that, I think he can appeal to both those who have made it and those who are trying to make it in kind.
This is the white working class, we're told. And that is not limited to Ohio. It's Indiana, it's Michigan, it's Wisconsin, it's Pennsylvania. Is Vance representative of all those different alienated people with the transformation from the steel economy of the 20th century to the digital economy of the 21st? Does everyone see him as a success who got out of this town, no matter what state they're in?
John, Vance's book, Hillbilly Elegy, is an amazing story about getting out and overcoming that cultural, societal challenge of the Appalachian culture that runs through West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky. But I think Vance is a voice for all of those people struggling from working class who are told, go to code, don't work at a steel mill, go to do X or Y or Z by the elite classes in the country. Vance is one of those who is able to make that transition and do better than the prior generations. But he's a rare story and a voice for a community that's amazingly underserved in all aspects.
Mr. Vance was chosen by former President Trump to be the vice president. In the meantime, since between the choice and the choice, There was the moment when we were all alarmed about the attempted assassination of Mr. Trump. You were overseas and traveling. You sent me a series of headlines. I think you were in Germany, about the shooting. And everyone had the photograph on the front that is now considered an odds-on favorite to win the century, which is President Trump, his face bloodied with the flag above him. What was the general reaction in Germany? Did they shrug and say, that's America? Was it alarming to them? Are they anticipating that there will be more violence? What did you pick up, Chris?
So, John, there was first and foremost, I think, as in the U.S., just shock that something like this could happen. How does that happen? And then second, how does that happen in America with some of the best military services around the world and protection? How could this happen? So a bit of disbelief. After that, I must say there's a new respect, or at least a new understanding for many of the Brits, the Germans, the French, that Mr. Trump is a different breed and a different kind of person. I don't think that same reaction would have been expected out of Mr. Macron or others, but that it does show Mr. Trump has some grit to him that was proven in that moment of peril.
The GDP, we're told, in first flush grew 2.8%, and yet there are signs of slowdown now in the auto industry. I saw the complaint this morning from Nissan and Stellantis in the Financial Times. The cars are spending longer on the lot, and the dealerships are reducing prices, which always is a sign of a slowdown. We know the housing market is profoundly troubled. Prices go up, but there are no deals to be had, even with the interest rates backing up a little. So that 2.8%, is that misleading from you, what you see in the franchises?
John, I'd love to see that number X government spending. I believe it's quite a bit lower, especially if we print another trillion in deficit this quarter. It's absolutely the case that the consumer is pinched. You're seeing success in some sectors like McDonald's with their new $5 value meal, a flocking of consumers to those types of offers. The consumer has run out of liquidity, and now you're seeing more and more concerns from that consumer. How do they make ends meet? How do they stretch their budget until the end of the month to make it? But that pressure on the consumer is very much in place.
And Ms. Harris, we know very little. Her writ was the border, we're told. Her writ was to talk to women especially, about reproductive rights. Do you have anything, or has there been a suggestion over the years of Harris on the markets, Harris on technology, Harris on small businesses or trade? Have you seen anything? Was there anything in Europe that was asked about Harris?
John, the Europeans have no idea who Harris is, and probably less confidence, I would say, in that pick, to say the least, because she's such an unknown quantity. To many Americans' recollection, including myself, it's very difficult to name one accomplishment that she has made in the last 4 years or even in her past political career. So she's a bit of an enigma, and that probably doesn't play well against Mr. Trump.
Another enigma is China. We have the end of the third plenum, no surprises, and that itself was a surprise to me, given the state of the economy, the housing, the consumer, and the manufacturing. We had a stimulus, so-called, with the banks reducing their interest rate from 1.8 to 1.7, not exactly lining up at the front door. When last we talked about China, Xi Jinping and his counselors were saying that the economy is, quote, not strong enough, and they're emphasizing the high end. I now hear that they're shopping 6G in addition to chasing after microchip business, the high end. That's the technological transformation. Does that match up with what your experience is from your colleagues in China? Are they seeing high end or just an absence of business? How do they experience Xi's ambition?
John, there's an absolute continued erosion of confidence. For Mr. Xi to kickstart that economy, you need the proverbial cannon of money hitting that economy to get it restarted. But they simply do not have the ammunition. You bring a squirt gun to that fight. That reduction in interest rate doesn't matter when globally the order flow is low, when globally the demand for Chinese products is less, and you're seeing more friendshoring and reshoring in the U.S. So I think China is in a very, very difficult position. They cannot domestically bring that economy back. And with alienating much of the world externally from an investment perspective, where China is really non-investable today, we're in a very tough spot with no easy answers or no easy outlets at the moment.
And did you see a suggestion of a plan, Chris? Because the same old stimulus by the banks didn't work the last time. I think we call it pushing on a string. Was there anything else that you saw out of it?
John, the only really step that they may have left, not to say that there aren't potentially others, but the biggest one would simply be a devaluation of the RMB.
Right.
That could restart the market. However, it's at a very high cost to the domestic Chinese. And the question is, could you do a mass devaluation to restart the factories at scale without losing the domestic population in terms of support?
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com, traveling in Europe. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.